Legislative update this morning. Joining us from Cheyenne today is Wyoming State Senator from Senate District 14. That's Fred Baldwin. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Really good, Duke. How's Western Wyoming doing today?
Hey, we're doing all right. We got 2 days in a row of sunshine, Senator. That's a big deal for us this winter. 2 days in a row.
Well, that's some kind of record, I think. When I was home last weekend, I couldn't see over the top of the snow. So that 2 days sunshine, that's great.
Hey, yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Well, we appreciate you giving some time to update us on what's happening. Of course, a lot of committee work going on in the early parts of the session. What's been happening in your Senate Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee? Maybe we'll start there.
You know, we've been super busy. I was just counting this morning. I think we're up to around 14 bills that we've heard right now. We've been very busy with very lengthy meetings. We've heard a lot, and perhaps the public has followed what's called the compact bills, the psychologist compact and the counselor compacts, which essentially forms a compact so a person licensed in Wyoming or licensed in other states that are part of the compact can share licenses from state to state. So it makes available for Wyoming more practitioners in those particular fields to practice in Wyoming. We have a hard time getting practitioners in Wyoming. Because we're such a small population state. So this helps us get practitioners into the state who otherwise wouldn't be able to practice here. That's two of the big things we worked on. Yesterday, we had a bill called the Plan of Safe Care for Newborns, which is a great bill. And I say that, of course, is because the bill I sponsored. But it was very well received, and it provides care for the newborns and for the mom of children who are born into a drug addiction problem or an alcohol addiction problem. And trying to provide care from them from the get-go, not worried about the penalties, not worried about the fines or the jail, more worried about getting the care for those people and getting them taken care of and having good health for those people on the ground from the get-go.
So Senator, maybe just a follow-up question on that bill. And so is that basically paying for the medical care of the newborn and the mother? Is that what you're talking about when you say the care that they need?
No, that's a different bill. This is outlining a plan of care for the newborn. For instance, a newborn who's born into a family or to a mother who has an addiction problem, let's just say opioid addiction problem, that rather than just send that child home with the mom, care team sits down, makes a plan of care. How can we better take care of this infant? What kind of services do they need? What kind of services does mom need? Is she going to need counseling? Is she going to need drug addiction therapy, et cetera, but setting that down before those people actually even go home or before they go anywhere. It's just a plan of care, trying to make a pathway for that infant and for that mom to get out of the problem and get out of the situation they're in and to have a productive start and have a good chance at having a better life.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin calling us from Cheyenne with a legislative update. Senator, anything from the Travel Recreation Committee that you're a member of?
You know, the big thing, one of the big topics that we're dealing with, not just in that committee, but is drones and trespass concerning drones and trespass in general. That's some of the stuff we're dealing with. We had a bill on hunting trespass that was a big deal. That's a hot topic in the state right now. We're not dealing with the corner crossing issue. That's out of our wheelhouse. But other trespass issues, particularly the drone trespass, we're dealing with. I believe we have a bill today that concerns drones and how they can be used or not used in hunting. We're doing a lot with that in travel and recreation.
All right, Senator, any other bills that have come before the Senate that you've had a chance to look at? I know a lot of people, of course, interested in those property tax proposals and what's happening there. Has the full Senate body taken a look at those yet, or are those still in committee?
A lot of those are still in committee. We're just kind of getting started on those right now. And a lot of that stuff, of course, starts in the House rather than the Senate. We have a few in the Senate, but a big portion of those are in the House first because they involve revenue and constitutionally they have to start over there. But there's a few, and that'll be a major topic before we get out of here because that's a major issue, particularly in our side of the world, as you well know. Up in northern Lincoln County and up in Teton County, that's a huge issue. So that's something that we're going to be dealing with more, but we're just kind of starting to taking the lid off of that can right now.
All right, Senator, appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to highlight while we have you?
No, you know, I would appreciate if you guys would keep the sunshine there for a few more days so I can maybe get snow moved when I get home this weekend and come back and do it in good weather.
It's so far looking like you have a shot, Senator. So far, you got a chance.
Okay, I'm counting on it. I'm going to blame you if that doesn't happen.
Hey, fair enough. I'll return it sometime down the road, I'm sure. So, Senator, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.